Talk back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. 5 o'clock hour being brought to you by Bud Light and Mick Ultra. And also brought to you by our good friends at Knudsen's, bringing you the Knudsen's Outdoor Report every Friday. And we head to our sports line. Welcome back to the program, friend of the show, Tom Knudsen. Hey, Tom.
Good morning, Mark.
How you doing today, sir?
We are doing very well.
Yeah, and yeah, I know you're busy. You're getting ready for the big buck poll event coming up on Monday.
It is. We are working hard on it. I think I've got it organized pretty well. Now it's just going to be up to the hunters and the deer.
Yeah, it's one of those things. You've been doing it so long. It's just like every year, you know, you hit your marks, do what you need to do, and it's, I don't want to say it runs itself because there's still a lot of moving pieces and parts, but you've kind of got this down to a science at this point.
Well, we work at it, you know. Yeah. I mean, it is our 34th annual Buck Bowl, so I think we got a kind of an idea how to make it happen. You know, it definitely, you know, we always tried, you know, add a little new things here and there, but you know, it's still pretty basic. It's still, you still got to shoot a deer, you got to bring it in, we got to weigh it, and we got to hang it.
That's right, and you get a hat. You get your. Is this the 34th edition of the hat, or how many years?
It is the 34th edition of the hat.
That's cool, man. I saw the.
We
post
have done.
On
we have done it once. We did a. I think it was on the 25th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
We did a contest to see who could bring us in the most variety of, you know, who had the most hats, you know, of individual years.
Yeah,
and we had, I think, in the 25th, I think I had somebody come in with 11.
Oh, wow.
So was pretty cool at that point. But, well, yes, this is the 34th annual, the hat. If you've seen the picture on Facebook, kind of has a little retro look to it.
It does. It does. Very camo heavy, but always a little bit different from the previous year.
Yep, they're never the same. We've never done the same exact hat.
And you can't get one unless you bring in a buck or you get a check weekly from Knudsen's as an employee. Right?
Well, even some of those don't get them.
Right. So
but I mean, the for sure way to get a hat is by putting a deer on a pole.
That's very cool. So how many total do you, I mean, are you prepared to hand out on Monday?
Well, the pole... you know, we can get up to 80, 85 on the pole. So,
okay.
You know, we have that ability that, the pole that we have designed with the rollers and stuff like that. It's not like the old pole where we were, you know, kind of set. We can kind of adjust this pole, and that's the beauty of it. It can, you know, I can squeeze more as long as I, you know, for as many rollers as I've got to put on the, as many rollers I have, I can put a deer in each one. So,
yeah. And with the buck poll happening, we're going to be out there broadcasting live coming up. Scott Clow's going to be out there broadcasting live on Camel 5.3 Monday morning.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Yep. I think from 11 to 1, I think, is what we do usually, I think.
Okay.
Is the 2 hours at in the middle, you know, as we get really rolling, Scott will come out and we'll talk her up and see how she goes. And you know, he'll have a good idea of, you know, what the day is going to be like.
You'll be joining us here a little bit later on in the day on Monday also. And yeah, I know you've been running around. We were talking about this a little earlier. You were running around all over the area earlier today, picking up some prizes for the buck poll.
Well, yeah, we did something a little different this year. I bought, 10 different, gift certificates, $50 gift certificates from local businesses between the Brooklyn and Napoleon. So that's going to be kind of new. There's going to be some restaurants and some hardware stores and some gas cards and stuff like that. But they're all from local businesses. You know, not not a franchise. You know, not a big corporate business, but from local independent people and stores. So. Try something a little different, and I think that's going to be pretty cool to be able to give those out and, you know, have those people who want it go into those stores and make purchases.
So how many prizes, or what's the dollar value? How many dollars worth of prizes are you giving away on Monday?
We give away over $6,000 in cash and prizes.
Wow.
On that day, and, you know, we advertise it as the largest free buck poll in the state. I mean, you know, no, there's no, there's no cost to bringing a deer and hanging it up on a pole. I mean, you get the hat. You know, you have the hat. That's automatic to everybody. Everybody's going to win a prize in the drawing. This year we're doing something a little different. We're doing a what am I doing? It's a $200 gift certificate, Knutson gift certificate at 1 o'clock. So whatever deer's on the pole by 1 o'clock, trying to get people to get those deer in here and get them up, you get a chance to win a $200 Knutson gift certificate. And then at 3 o'clock, I'm going to do another $100 gift certificate. So try to get that pole filled up in a hurry.
Okay.
Then we have the, of course, the heaviest buck is on the pole at 5:30. Mm-hmm. Is a $500 Knutson gift certificate plus $300 cash. Second place is a $200 Knutson gift certificate. Largest rack is a $150 Knutson gift certificate. And then the grand prize is whatever deer is sitting on that pole at 6 o'clock has a chance to win $600 cash.
Wow.
So
that's
and then
huge.
Again, like I said, there's over 6,000 cash and prizes.
That's outstanding. So man, it's a spectacle, it's an event, and it's absolutely huge, and we're just fortunate to be a part of it. So thank you for having us out there coming up on Monday.
We appreciate you guys coming out. You know, it's become a tradition. And definitely, like you say, it's free. I mean, there is no cost to the consumer other than hanging your deer until 5:30. After that, you can go do whatever you want with your deer. Take it to the next buck pole.
Right.
You know, whatever you need, whatever you want to do, it's your deer. Go do it.
And weather-wise, on Monday should be an okay day. We're looking for a little bit of snow on Sunday. It's definitely not going to stick because, you know, ground's still going to be too warm for that. But Monday, we're looking at, it's going to be kind of chilly, just under 40, and sunny skies all day long.
Yeah.
Great day.
Compared to last year's big unbelievable blows that we had, which were kind of similar to what we had yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, it's definitely going to be, you know, each year's different. I mean, I've been doing this for 34 years. It's each and every buck pole is different. I mean, we've seen it all. We've had, you know, 4 inches of snow, and we've had 60 degrees and thunderstorms, and, you know, we've had everything in between. So, you know, it is what it is, and we're going to have the pole, and we will hang deer, and somebody will win.
Is the Facebook competition still going on too?
We don't have a Facebook competition. The archery competition
archery
goes until the
okay.
It goes until the 14th. You know, it ends on the 14th, and then it'll start back up when archery opens back up.
Okay.
Later in the year, back in December again.
Okay.
But yeah, that's going on still. Yep, we weighed in over 103 deer so
nice.
Far. So, you know, about right on par for where we have been for the last few years. I've seen a little bit more activity again this week than we did the week before.
Yeah. Well, it seems like they're running more now.
They are. They're starting to catch up now, though. You can see that the weights have dropped quite a bit from where they were, you know, at the beginning of the season. So definitely, we're seeing a lot less of the. We're seeing some nice racks, just not seeing the body weights that we saw early on.
So as groups are getting ready to head out towards deer camp this weekend, what are some of the things? I know you guys are fully stocked over at Knutson's. What are some of the things, the must-haves, that they might not think about as they're getting packed up and ready to head out?
Well, the biggest thing, you know, we have all the different scents. We have all the different de-scenting, you know, paraphernalia, whether it be body washes and shampoos and laundry detergents and wipes, you know, to remove your scent. We have all those. We have all the different, you know, doe estrus scents and those type of things available. Have, you know, buck calls and deer calls and grunt calls and all different kinds of the different powders and stuff that they put on for minerals and that type of thing. We have all those things as well. So we're very well stocked there. Clothing, hats, gloves, you know, hand warmers, we're setting really good there. And we have a bunch of propane tanks for those who are going to need heaters in their hunting blinds.
Right. And coolers to keep your beverages cold.
Right? Those as well.
Right. All right. Hey, as far as fishing goes in and around the Jackson area, where are we at right now?
Well, you know, we had this conversation with one of our dealers yesterday, and fishing's been good. I mean, we can't complain about the fishing for those that are getting out. I've heard a lot of guys, you know, there's a group of guys that are doing really well in bluegill. I've seen some pictures of perch, you know, out of some of the local lakes, and then, of course, Lake Erie is still rolling quite a well down there if you're willing to take some risk on weather. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Getting out there, you know, the last few days obviously were not good days to go out in Lake Erie, but for those guys that, you know, on the good days are getting out are doing quite well.
We had a charter booked for Halloween, and that ended up getting canceled because of the weather.
Yeah.
And then they pulled their boats out. I mean, it's so we weren't able to go, but I got my name in there for walleye fishing in the spring.
There you go. But, it should be a good one.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to it. So, anything else that we might have left untouched here, Tom, that we should be hitting on here today?
I think we're pretty good shape.
Yeah.
There are a group of guys that are out duck hunting this time of year that they don't deer hunt. This is when they really start hitting the duck hunting. So you'll see you'll still hear the shooting on some of the lakes around here. The migration is starting to move pretty good throughout the state. So we'll have some new birds flying in here, you know, every day, and it's gonna help those who duck hunt as well. So you know, we're right in the heart of it now. It's not long, and you know, now then we're gonna get back to the fishing talk and the ice fishing.
That's right. Oh, before I let you go, I just want to ask, what's gonna happen Thanksgiving around the Knudsen's family table? Are you gonna have a sandhill crane? Are you gonna have a goose? Or are we gonna have a traditional turkey?
Nah, we'll have traditional turkey in our families. You know, that's just tradition, but you know, throughout the holiday seasons, for sure, the geese and duck do come out on different events.
Gotcha. All right, Tom. As always, we appreciate the visit. Thank you so much for your time, and we're going to talk to you again Monday right here with the show too, and see how the buck poll's going. Okay.
Sounds great, Mark.
Good deal. Thank you so much, Tom Knudsen with the Knudsen's Outdoor Report here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.